Well, hello everyone. This is Ed Furtick, and you're listening to the Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. And today we have a return visit of Nicole Keegan, who is a multifaceted person. She was here last to talk about Pilates, and today you're here, Nicole, to talk about spin. So why don't we start off? Well, first of all, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Ed. I love this show.
Awesome. Well, what is spin? I'm sure there are listeners out there that might have heard of it, but they really don't know what it is.
Right. Well, it's indoor cycling, right? So it's a stationary bike that has been, actually it was created by a guy named Johnny Goldberg, and he came here from South Africa in 1979. And he was out in L.A. Somebody stole everything he had, and he got a job as a personal trainer. He was a cycling enthusiast, and he set up in his garage to practice for some long-distance competitions. And he ended up cycling across Arizona 544 miles in 29 hours after being in his garage practicing on this. He fashioned this exercise bicycle, stationary one. And he's really behind, he and another friend of his, another guy named John, behind the spinning craze. He patented the word spinning. He and his partner created an ergonomic bike that simulates different road terrain. And it uses a weighted flywheel, and it's kind of like a racing bike. And he started these classes in Santa Monica in the early 90s, and they had a one at Crunch Fitness in 1993, and Rolling Stone called it the hottest fitness of 1993, right?
So, I've seen spin machines. They're kind of sleek and polished looking, mm-hmm. and there is a large metal front wheel, and of course, the harder you pedal, the faster this wheel turns, and you can either lock your feet into the pedals mm-hmm. or not. Mm-hmm. I think most people that do spin often like to lock their their feet in. And there's no rear wheel. And, of course, it doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
Now, Matt, talk a little bit about the difference between a spin bike and one of these exercise machines where you take your regular bicycle and attach it to.
Oh, good point. Yeah, well, the spinning, I have both, right? The trainer, you can kind of maneuver and get more track, more tension on the wheel, but the spinning bike I prefer myself. It's an individual preference because of the weight of it. You have different hand positions as well. Both could be practiced in home, right? So most cyclists maybe want to practice on a trainer at home. You can buy a spinning bike and have that in your basement garage, and a lot of people are doing that.
Right. Now, just as a little aside, you can take the bicycle you already have or buy an old bicycle mm-hmm. somewhere and fit it to what you call the trainer. Mm-hmm. It sort of slides right in. It's easy to do. And I guess a trainer can cost anywhere from $100 to maybe $400. And you're using your own bicycle. You can change the difficulty by shifting the gears. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, a spin bike is going to be more expensive. It's mm-hmm. a fairly expensive piece of equipment, but it's a more high tech.
Yeah, it's just kind of more sturdy.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It looks like it could last forever.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly, if you maintain it. And there's versions of in-studio, made for spinning classes where mm-hmm. there's a lot of use. And there's home versions of it, which some of my friends have as well. And they're both good.
Okay, so the listener is going to go into a spin class like yours for the first time. What are they going to see? What are they going to experience? Describe what that experience is going to be like.
Well, it's kind of like a stationary musical bike ride, and music is the driving force behind it, right?
Okay.
To me, it's what makes it fun. Like I do teach spinning, and I only have about 5 bikes. In New York City, there's 50 bikes in a room, and the lights are off, and it almost, there's this real popularity now, and there's this draw because they almost create a trance-like dance party atmosphere and it's really hip. Everyone, there's all different kinds of classes, but the most popular are at a place called Soul Cycle, and everyone's really good looking. I've gone there before. I've gone to Soul Cycle when it wasn't popular and now when it is.
Where is that?
The first studio was in a basement uptown on Amsterdam in like 72nd.
In,
I might be wrong.
Hudson?
In New York City.
Oh, in New York
yeah.
City.
And now they're all over the place, these mm-hmm. studios. At any rate, so there are the common denominator. There are these spinning bikes. Different companies make them. And people are sitting on them and cycling. You can clip on or not. You can be at any level you want to be. You could stay seated. But what you're trying to do is get your heart rate up, your heart, your lungs, work your legs. And it mimics a ride on the road. But there's music and motivational training with a great coach, supposedly a great teacher in front of you. And there's camaraderie. I see in my own group classes, people become friends and we make jokes and you sweat and it can be a really hard workout.
Now, in the interest of full disclosure, mm-hmm. I am a cyclist.
Right.
So one thing you have on a regular bicycle that you don't have in spin is that you're actually moving on a regular bicycle.
Right.
And you're going somewhere and there's wind in your face. So I find on a spin bike, you sweat more, mm-hmm. which is good mm-hmm. if you're exercising. And also, you're in a group. There is that music motivating you. You do get a little competitive with the other people around you. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to look like you're trying to slouch your way through the workout.
Right, right.
And, but why is that form of exercise good for someone to break into fitness? Well, this is someone who doesn't really have a mm-hmm, mm-hmm. fitness regimen of any type.
Because I think a lot of people, let's say, so I teach Pilates and yoga, but Pilates and yoga aren't training the fitness of the heart necessarily in a aggressive or major way.
Okay.
And as we get older and at any age, really, it's our heart is a muscle as well as our legs or anything else, right? And it's a really important one. So what you're training in a cycling class is the fitness of your heart. So you're addressing weight loss, low blood pressure, you're increasing your energy in a cycling class. I think you are less tired after a spin class and more energized. So a person that is new to fitness, it's also not complicated. You sit on it and you spin, right? So you can come in new and it's not that hard to figure out.
Right. You just sit and pedal.
Right. I joke and say you sit and spin, right?
Yeah. So, you you have to be willing to do some work and sweat. After all, it is a form of exercise. Now, what obviously, you don't bring your own spin machine to a spin class, although you can have one at home. But if you're going to a spin class, what type of equipment do you need to get started? How do you show up?
Not a lot. Like you could bring practically nothing but yourself and some sneakers. You can bring a towel. You need to bring water. They may have water for you in a class. Mm-hmm. Water is really important. Overhydrating is not ideal. It could make you feel sickly, but you need a lot of water. And I really love to clip on. So I like to have, I use the bike shoes that I use on my road bike at the studio and clip-ons because I can feel the pull and the push with the
wheel. All right. For those listeners who don't know, cyclists these days and for quite some time actually have been using these clip-on pedals, which basically there's a special shoe for cycling which doesn't have a lot of give to it because you don't want the pedals to absorb the force. You want the force to be transferred to the wheels, and then there's a fitting on the sole of the shoe that attaches to the pedal and locks you in, mm-hmm. which means that when your legs are coming up, you're also pedaling, mm-hmm. not just when you're going down. Mm-hmm. And you can snap out of them fairly easily. Now, of course, on a spin machine, you can't fall.
Right.
You have to be really bad to fall off right. a spin machine, folks.
Yeah.
But I have seen people on regular bikes forget that they were locked in when they were learning.
Yeah.
And keel over.
Yeah.
But anyway, Nicole Keegan, you are from Hudson, New York.
Mm-hmm.
You work for Pilates Hudson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can be reached at pilateshudson@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm, that's that's
good. All right. Well, any last word for potential spinners?
It's really super fun and energetic. You should try it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Nicole. And folks, you have been listening to Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM.